Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You all could be anywhere, and you're here with us on Max and Friends. I just give you a big old hug and say welcome to the show. Wow, my friends, what a weekend. Oh, what a weekend we've had. It's been so much fun. We wrapped Italian Week Palm Beach. It was absolutely incredible. We had a fantastic time. The most incredible opera singer, Carlo De Antonis, is unbelievable. He sang in Palm Beach. We did a couple events with him and then an event for Lincoln Center. It was a fabulous time. The Lady Catherine V, this beautiful 200-foot yacht that we were on, literally with the Symphony of the Americas on board with Carlo singing. It was unbelievable. But why do I say this? Because we can have the life we want. We just have to, like, manifest it and talk about it and make it happen. Take life to the max always. But tonight we're going to have a great show. I have a guest joining me just in a little bit, Dr. Lynn. So go to drspellitoutlynn.com so you can know about my guest tonight, the author of Sex Matters. We're going to have a great time. Then Cindy Eastman joins me and we talk about her book, Flip Flops Over 50. So tonight's a really good anti-aging show, but even more so, we're going to talk about sex, because that's what y'all love so much, and a natural approach to enhancing your sex life. Isn't that fun? And did you know about pepper and what it does for your sex life? Well, tune in, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about that. Hey, if you're listening online, which is great, at latalkradio.com, go to the App Store. We have a free app there called the LA Talk Radio app. Hit channel one, and you'll hear me live there on your phone. Take me on the go with you. Take my guest, Dr. Lynn Anderson, on the go with you tonight. If you want to get in the car, maybe you want to get into bed and spice things up with that pepper, then take us to bed with you on your app. I think that would be a lot of fun. But listen, I want to know what's going on in your life. So tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know. You know, I respond to you. I've got to give a massive shout out to the New York Times today. I get a great there's a great article in there. And it's about Delmonico's. Who knew? Well, it's a great article. I'm just trying to find it on Twitter because we started tweeting it earlier today. So speaking of Twitter, again, at Max Tucci, tweet me all the time. You love me, I love you, and that's just how Twitter works. But so here's the fun thing. Yes, Tony Perotti. He is the author of this great New York Times article. So thank you for mentioning Delmonico's gilding the gilded era was a era, I think, that we're missing. Regilding the Gilded Age in New York. That was the article in the New York Times today. So thank you so much for writing that about Delmonico's. So much fun. You know, my grandfather, Oscar Tucci, was the owner of Oscar's Delmonico, and we're coming out with a book about it. And it's going to be really, really, really good, because now's the time to learn about the past. New York is vanishing, old New York. I want you to be a part of it. But I'm still here. If y'all lost me for a second, I don't know. There's stuff happening in the ethers, but they're all good. Well, anyway, let's play a song. Don't you think that would be so much fun? I want to play a song for you. She's been here before on Max and Friends. We love this song, and I just think maybe it's appropriate. I think we're alone now. We're going to need to be alone because my next guest, Dr. Lynn Anderson, is joining me. The book, Sex Matters. Tiffany, I think we're alone now. When we're back, Dr. Lynn Anderson on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Yes, this is Max and Friends. That was Tiffany. I think we're alone now. And if you have kids in the room, you might want to be alone now. So get them out because we're going to talk about sex again. You all love it. It's just a natural thing. My guest tonight is an amazing woman by the name of Dr. Lynn Anderson. Her book is called Sex Matters. Welcome to Max and Friends, Dr. Lynn. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Max. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm so excited you're here because after reading all your different views on a natural approach to enhancing our sex life, it kind of spices things up and you use spices. So before we get into your book, Sex Matters, let's talk about Dr. Lynn and why you became a doctor and why did you study not only yoga, but the natural way to do things?
Some of it came from my background. I grew up on a small island off the coast of Maine, and it was a little fishing village. And in that little fishing village, there were a lot of home remedies and things that people did that I grew up with. And I kind of grew up in this organic environment. Mm-hmm. And then getting out into the world, it was just kind of a natural tendency that drew me towards nutrition and exercise. And that took me on to the whole natural path of aromatherapy and chromotherapy and all of the sciences that are involved in it.
I love aromatherapy. And we're going to talk about it here tonight on how to have a natural approach to enhancing our sex life. So let's talk about that. A natural approach. What does it mean to have a natural approach in our sex life?
Well, you know, we pay attention to heart health. We pay attention to lung health. We pay attention to health in all other parts of our body. But we don't really think about, you know, our sexual health. And your sexual health is absolutely important because sex really does matter. And what that means is that your sexual system is, it uses the same kinds of nutrients that the rest of your body does. And it's important that we put the right kind of nutrients in there, that we take care of our health, because our health leads us to better sexual health.
The good stuff. So you talk about scents and colors and lights and foods and exercise. These can all enhance our mood. How do scents, because obviously I know when I smell certain things, it either is a turn on or a turn off. But what are some good scents in the bedroom? To the natural way to enhance our sex life.
Okay. Well, you know, first, briefly how aromatherapy works is, you know, we breathe these little chemicals in, and they go up through the nasal passage and into the olfactory, and that happens to be the fastest way to get things into the brain, natural way. And so those little chemicals go in, and right there at the stem of your brain is your limbic system, and that's where your sex drives and your sex system, that's where it's all kind of operating from. So when we breathe in certain oils that have these certain kind of chemicals in them, they do certain things to us biochemistry. Like, for example, the flower ylang ylang. Ylang ylang is known as the flower of flowers. And, if you're not familiar with ylang ylang, you could kind of put it in the same category as jasmine. And both of those are aphrodisiacs. And the reason they're aphrodisiacs is because when we take and we smell something like that, like that sweet sort of euphoric smell, it sort of lifts us and it goes into the sex brain and it kind of creates that kind of euphoria and the drive and the seductiveness that we get. And that's why we love flowers so much.
So ylang-ylang and jasmine are two that are scents that we could buy too. Now, I mean, I'm into it, so I get it, and infusing it and the whole thing and diffusing it, and I have my little lanterns with the oil. But for those who are like, what are they talking about in the sex brain with some jasmine, sniffing jasmine? Yeah. Am I going to get horny? Is that basically the motive of the jasmine?
No. You know, everybody wants that little magic bullet, but my book is about how you need to create all of these things are just little tiny pieces of the whole big puzzle. So it's sort of like when you enhance all of your senses and you enhance the circulation in your body, what are you doing? You're enhancing everything so that sexually you're coming alive. That's what it means to enhance all your senses.
So we're enhancing our senses now with the beautiful jasmine and the smells. Now, colors. What are colors that because everyone thinks red is passion. Mm-hmm. Is it passion mm-hmm. to you, or is it destruction?
Well, you know, it can be. It's a very red is one of these really hot, you know, fiery colors. And it when red comes in contact with the human aura, the human energy, it tends to fire us up, and it does get us energized. Mm-hmm. But sometimes red can be a little too energizing. Mm-hmm. So when we step back and we look at, say, yoga, for example, and the chakras, there are colors that go out each of the energy centers of the chakras. Mm-hmm. The sex center is the sacral, and the color that's related to that is orange. Mm-hmm. So orange is kind of a step down from red, not as quick and fiery and hot, mm-hmm. but still with a lot of energy mm-hmm. and power to it. And that's kind of what we want to get when we want to get great sex.
Yes, we do. Now, for those tuning in tonight, explain to them, from your perspective, what chakras are and how they could really align them and view the orange. Because some are like, I don't know what you're talking about with chakras.
Well, the chakras, of course, according to yoga, they are the energy centers that go up your spine. They're a little, and they're all kind of connected to different organs in the body. So when we talk about the sacral, we're talking about the energy that is flowing around there that's connected to the sexual organs and supports the sexual organs. We're, as human beings, as all, we're energy. We're fields of energy, and our energy, you know, vibrates on different levels. And if you were to be able to see the outer layer of your body, you could actually see the colors of the chakras. Mm-hmm. Orange is the color that associates with the sexual chakra. Right there, and it's located right between your hips, right connected to the sexual organs.
Mm-hmm. So people who are tuning in tonight, there's no need to paint your room orange.
No, there's no need. But orange is, you know, all colors. Colors give off vibrations. Vibrations right. give off moods. And that's what we try to do. So we have to look at the whole environment. So in your environment, when you're bringing orange things around, you know, like if you're planning a dinner and you've got some orange kind of mixed in, and I talk about pink because pink's a wonderful color that sort of gets you into that kind of soothing, relaxing kind of place. So now you're putting together colors that on a very subtle level are affecting your mental and physical being.
It's so fantastic. And
most of the time we're totally in tune with that as human beings, how we are affected so much by light and color.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so beautiful because we were just talking about Delmonico's, my grandfather's restaurant, earlier in the show, and he uh-huh. used to have pink tablecloths on yeah. the tables. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a lot to do. It's fun. You know, I have a very bizarre family, one in the restaurant. And then I have an adoptive grandmother who's been a yoga teacher for 40 some odd years now.
Wow.
So this has all been part of my childhood, and I love it
right.
so much. And if you're tuning in right now to Max and Friends, Dr. Lynn Anderson is joining me. The book, Sex Matters, drlynn.com. Go get the book now. We're talking about a natural approach to enhancing your sex life, such as wonderful scents and wonderful colors. And now we're going to talk about a little bit of pepper. Tell us about pepper in our food, how it can build a sexual strength.
Okay. Well, pepper, of course, is a plant, and we take the seeds from the pepper, and that's what you usually have on your food when you grind up, you know, peppercorns, and you have the pepper on your food. And when you do that, there's oil inside of these little seeds. So when you crack them, it breaks up the oil. And these oils have little chemicals in them that help to sort of warm up the body and improve circulation. So again, it's not like you're going to put some pepper and then all of a sudden you're going to be hopping in bed. but any time you put the pepper on, well, two things. First, it does improve the circulation. And second, a really good way to think about it is if you put some fresh pepper on, and most people smell pepper, you know, you get that little, like, tickle in your nose.
Right.
And that's kind of the oils going up in there. And that little tickle kind of gives you a little lift. That's kind of a little sexual lift in a way.
It is a little sexual lift that
yeah,
turns into a larger one. You know,
yeah.
There's a wonderful fragrance that I wear from a company called The Different Company. And whenever I wear it, it's men or women are like so like attracted mm-hmm. to the scent because it's black pepper and rose water.
Mm-hmm. That, absolutely, yes. Pepper is, it is, that is, it draws us in, that smell. It's like vanilla, you know.
Yeah.
There are certain smells, jasmine, that if you think about when you smell something, like let's say you take a rose and you smell a rose gives you a very bold feel. You know, you
right.
smell a rose, there's a boldness there. Smell a violet, kind of relaxing back a little, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you get to jasmine and there's that little euphoric lift. And those, again, just like colors, are very subtle things in our environment that have a direct impact on
it's
our
cool.
health, body, and mind.
It's so beautiful. Dr. Lynn is joining me now, author of Sex Matters. Check out the book. Get the book because it will not only enhance your sex life, but your knowledge on all these wonderful things we're talking about tonight here on Max and Friends. We're going to talk about chocolate now because right from pepper to chocolate. So what a peppery chocolate, I assume, would be a great aphrodisiac.
Yes, and actually there are dark chocolates out there with pepper in them. There's all kinds mm-hmm. of chocolates that are, you know, really great. And but again, chocolate... When we talk about chocolate as an aphrodisiac, we have to clarify and say we're really talking about the cocoa. We're not talking about you know, a candy bar you get in a store. We're talking about the real stuff that you take off from the beans. And the darker it is, the more you have what have in there the chemicals. And the one specifically that we'll talk about is pea. It's called PEA, and it's a molecule that it's found in the body. It's naturally occurring in the body. And we secrete this molecule when we get excited, mm-hmm. that euphoric feeling when you fall in love, and it's almost like an amphetamine. You know, you're everything's racing, and you're not really, you know, you lose your appetite, and your head's all giddy, and you can't think of anything but your love.
Mm-hmm.
That's pee working. That's that molecule going around in your body, and it's nature's way of saying, okay, let's procreate. You know, let's you two come together. You're attracted to each other. And chocolate, cocoa, in its deepest sense, also contains that molecule, because you have to remember that cocoa is a living organism, just like mm-hmm. us. So
yes.
when we eat that chocolate, the pea, and it's very subtle, it's very small, but what it is as you add all of these different little things to your life, then it's a holistic approach. It's not just mm-hmm. one thing.
Absolutely. It's really being in tune with how we're created and all the aspects of
yeah.
how we're created. You know, it goes from cheap sex, 1, 2, 3, to really planning who you are, why you're here, why you're supposed mm-hmm. to make love, and the beauty of it. Cheap sex mm-hmm. is fun if you want it. I'm not judging anyone. But if you want to have an amazing experience, we're talking about a natural approach to enhancing your sex life. Dr. Lynn Anderson is joining me tonight. The book, Sex Matters. Let's talk about yoga, because my grandmother, as I said, a yoga teacher for many years, mm-hmm. 40 plus years now, and she always taught me about breath and yoga. And now being, you know, my 30s, yoga's helped a lot in sex life, especially with movement and the fluidity mm-hmm. of how we have sex. So explain for you and for listeners tonight who have never done yoga in their life, what are some easy poses that they can do to enhance their sex life and positions in bed?
Okay. Well, one of my favorite is the cobra. And the reason for the cobra is when we do a cobra, your hips are your sacral hip area, pelvis is laying on the mat, and we come up through with your back. It's a nice, good stretch up through your back. And what it does is it really stretches and elongates the muscles of the back and the core, and at the same time, and the hips, and at the same time, it strengthens them. So if you think about, you know, performance in bed, you know, with if you're flexible, if you are strong in your core and your back muscles, and there's lots of flexibility, sex is going to be an awful lot better than, you know, if you're stiff and you know, have no flexibility at all.
It's going to be more comfortable.
Yeah, and so, you know, yoga poses are really, any time that you are opening up and expanding and moving, and the body's moving with, let's say, fluidity,
mm-hmm.
It enhances everything that you're doing.
And it's so beautiful. So I'm going to post on Twitter later, y'all, what the cobra position looks like, because nice. I thank you for tweeting me just now. What is that? And then also, we got a great tweet. What kind of pepper? Black pepper? Red pepper? Does the color matter?
It does. Black pepper is the one that we use in aromatherapy. It would use in herbs. But red pepper also is a great pepper, because when you eat red pepper, you know how it heats your mouth up? And you can feel yourself actually perspiring sometimes from red pepper. Well, that's circulation. What that's doing, it's really getting the blood flowing through your body. That's what heats your body up. And everybody needs good circulation for good sex.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good circulation for good sex. That's a great tip for tonight. How much fun is that? Well, speaking of laughing and everything, what is the greatest natural aphrodisiac?
Well, to me, the greatest natural aphrodisiac is a great sense of humor. And that, when I say that, I mean the ability to come together with another person and really appreciate and enjoy that person and laugh and play and enjoy. That's really, if you want, I mean, that's where sex begins, is right there. It's all about the interplay between people.
Absolutely.
You can put all the paraphernalia and stuff in there you want and all the foods and everything, but if you don't have that wonderful, you know, sort of attitude of humor and play, you know, that's what really makes it.
It does make it. Just ladies and men of all, whatever you're into, just when a man takes down his pants, don't laugh. That's not the time.
Yeah.
That's not the time to have humor.
No.
Because it might take it in a complete different direction.
That's right. But, you know, the seduction is, that's 99% of it. You know, the actual act is a very small part. But the seduction, if you look at the interplay of the seduction between a man and a woman, when it's playful and it's got a sense of humor, that's when things really heat up.
Oh, they do. It's all about the seduction. You know, it's amazing when we watch these nature videos on like Discovery Channel and these animals are like getting ready to go for the act. The amount of work that goes into it, especially if there's two lions competing or two elephants competing, there's a seduction. And we've lost seduction. Why do you think we've lost seduction? We're just like in this microwave generation, would you think?
Well, I think that might be part of it. You know, we're all becoming desensitized to things, and people are not as in tune with, again, their natural environment or being able to just sort of put technology and everything aside and really interact with each other and make it, I mean, there's a big difference between sex and lovemaking.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we're talking about here. If you want to have great sex, you need to have great lovemaking. The two go hand in hand.
Right. And it's not leaving your phone by the nightstand either.
That's right. It's like saying, no, my partner is very important to me. This is something that, you know, we're going to hug and kiss and talk and, you know, whatever it takes, you know, that play again, that seduction.
Yeah. Be old school, people. Get rid of your phones. Don't bring them in the bedroom.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. You know, they used to say no TVs in the bedroom. Now you've got that's a good one. No phones in the bedroom, right?
No phones in the bedroom. But maybe a banana?
Maybe.
What feeds the sex brain?
What feeds the sex brain? Well, there's a lot of things that feed the sex brain. It is like anything else in your body. It needs vitamins. It needs minerals. It needs nutrients. It needs, and so one of the really important minerals that your brain should get is potassium. And potassium kind of supports all of life. And
bananas full of potassium?
Well, they are, but you'd have to eat an awful lot of bananas to get the potassium. But, you know, basically everybody gets enough potassium if they eat a healthy diet. And again, that is the premise of the book. If you are eating a really healthy diet, you're getting all the minerals and vitamins and nutrients you need to not just support your good health, but to support your sex health as well. Like, for example, potassium, which produces a thing, it's called Neuralin. And this is it's a fatty substance that kind of initiates affection. Because affection is really a biochemical reaction. You know, we think about affection on an emotional level, but the need to be affectionate, the need to be touched is driven by our hormones, driven by our peptides. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what potassium does. It initiates that.
Now, while it initiates that, tell us about the book and why did you feel it, because it's a great book, Sex Matters. We're talking to Dr. Lynn tonight on Max and Friends. What is the Sex Matters? Why did you feel like you needed to write it?
Well, years and years of researching things and being fascinated with the subject of biochemistry and how we work as human beings, and also being interested in our sexuality. I was, just before I wrote the book, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had to undergo a radical hysterectomy, and that severely changed, you know, it when you remove organs, you know, it's a big change in your life, not just physically, but you begin to look at your life different in on all aspects. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was actually newly married, and my husband and I had only been married a couple of years, and I realized that, you know, the sexual part of our relationship was extremely important, as it is with most people. And that made me sort of pull all of my stuff together and say, well, I'm going to write a book about sex, because it really does matter. I mean, without sex, that's it. Sex stops, the world stops, you know?
Isn't that the truth? So yeah. The book now, and people can find the book where, Dr. Lynn?
They can find the book on my website. If they go to the website, all they have to do is there's a cart, and they can purchase it there. And we have PayPal and everything set up, so that's the easiest way to get the book. Or you can email me directly. If you have trouble with, you know, ordering it off the website, you can send me an email, and I'll help you with it.
How super. Now, sex is also a great form of exercise, I'm reading here. And about 20 minutes of good sex can burn how many calories?
About 160 calories.
Ooh, just 20 minutes.
that's just 20 minutes, you know. Yeah.
That's so much fun. So the more we have sex, the more fit we're going to be.
That's correct.
The more
calories
we're going to burn.
The more calories you're going to burn, you're going to be working your abdominal muscles, your back muscles, your pelvic muscles, you know, building strength in your arms, you know. So, yes, the healthier you're going to be. I mean, studies have shown that people who have a healthy sex life tend to be healthier people. Because we,
truth?
As human beings, we need that release. We need that affection. We need, you know, all of the things that sex brings.
It's true. We need all of it. And also, we need the atmosphere to create. So I have a great tweet here. And someone asked me, if I'm not painting my room orange, what should I do? Get some, like, orange throw pillows or a blanket. What do you think, Dr. Lynn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you would do. Or when you set the table, you know, you could have a little orange bouquet in the center. Or let's say you make dinner, and for dessert, you make a pumpkin pie. You know,
there
you put something orange into the whole effect of what you're doing. It could be one little orange poppy flower sitting in a vase somewhere. And, you know, how you walk by and something like that will catch your eye. And there's a very subtle effect. We're not even usually aware of it, but those things have a little subtle effect upon all of us.
How much fun. So everything has a purpose in life. Every color,
everything.
Every scent, everything has a purpose. And we're talking about them tonight on Max and Friends, a natural approach to enhancing your sex life. Dr. Lynn is in the house. The book, Sex Matters. Go to the website, drlynn.com. Follow Dr. Lynn on Twitter at Dr. Lynn Anderson. And keep in touch with us, Dr. Lynn. I'm having so much fun. Tell me.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'd love to stay in touch.
No, I would love to have you back on because, you know, these are the things that matters. You know, there's a great book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. But in this type, we got to sweat the small stuff, especially when we want to have a healthier approach to our sex lives and enhancing them. We have to pay attention to the small stuff because that's what gets us in the mood. Right, Dr. Lynn?
Well, that's correct. And you know, don't sweat the small stuff. If I remember correctly, that has to do with reducing stress, too, in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. That's where yoga and all of this stuff comes in, whether it's aromatherapy, colors. All of these things are kind of stress-reducing things. When you reduce stress, you enhance everything in your life, especially your sex.
That's the most important. With a healthy sex life, then we have a healthier life and a happier life. And
smile more,
right? Before I let you go, Dr. Lynn, tell us about your DVD.
I have a new DVD that I just put out, which is called Dr. Lynn's Anti-Aging Yoga Dance. And it's a combination of yoga and dance moves, kind of geared towards, you know, your balance, flexibility. It's really easy to do, but you burn about 400 calories, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And that also can be found on the website.
On the website. I'm going to have you back. I would love to talk more about all the wonderful scents and colors and how we can enrich not only our sex life, but just our life in general.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, give us some words of wisdom for this week, Dr. Lynn.
Words of wisdom for this week. I would say get up every day, look out, look up at the sun, be very grateful for that day, and then remember, you can do with it as you will. Try to do something good every day.
That's so much fun. To take life to the max, Dr. Lynn. Thanks so much for joining me. I wish you namaste and many blessings for this week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Good night.
Good night.
How much fun, Dr. Lynn Anderson. Well, you see, we are spicing things up here on Max and Friends. Coho and Pepper going to get you going on in the bedroom, and some orange and some pink, and do your thing with some jasmine and some all good things for you. If you're tuning in for the first time, what are you listening to? Tell them, Ronnie. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well, you know, naughty girls need love too. And when we're back, Cindy Eastman and her book, Flip Flops Over 50.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
Girls Need Love Too. That was Samantha Fox. You remember that song? Naughty Girls Need Love Too. If they remember that, they need it. Well, my next guest, Cindy Eastman, joins me. Her book, Flip Flops After 50 and Other Thoughts on Aging I Remembered to Write Down. Welcome to Max and Friends, Cindy.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun, this book, Flip Flops. How did you remember to write this book?
It took some time. I had help. I finally remembered that I wanted to put this thing together, and it was just a bunch of essays that I've been writing and about approaching 50, reaching 50, and then, of course, passing 50. So I got it. I remembered. I got it done. But it was fun. And they were short. So I remembered to finish in one sitting. So that helped too.
So now tell us about the book, because people are reading it. They're loving it. And why did you feel like now was the time that I need to write flip-flops over 50? And do you wear flip-flops?
I'm wearing them right now. I even though there's 6, you know, feet of snow out of my window, I've always written. I've always enjoyed writing, and it was one of my dreams. So none of the big, you know, 6 publishers came knocking at my door. So I decided it must be time for me to do this on my own. So I pulled together a collection of essays, and I got them published. And I really felt like it was an important message to just tell people to have a good time with this and enjoy being 50. It's a good time. It's a good time of life. So, and the flip flop part is that it's a symbol of life at its most enjoyable. It flip flops are everywhere now. You can see them, people on everywhere, on posters and cards and dishes, and
they They're super
they
fun.
Are fun.
I love my. I have flip flops from India. People want to call them sandals, but to me, if you could stick them in between your toes, they're a flip flop.
That's right.
Right.
So
they're so much fun.
It's a symbol.
I mean, it's a symbol right now, especially for y'all up northeast in this freezing cold weather.
Oh my gosh. But now, I think we just put them on and wear them around the house just so we can feel like someday spring will come back.
someday spring will come back. It's already March 1st. It's unbelievable. But, you know, what I want to talk about flip-flops and these essays, tell us one of your favorite essays in Flip-Flops Over 50, your new book.
Well, I like to make most of my essays humorous because it's, you know, hilarious to be 50. But my favorite one, I think, is one about the one called Missing Elizabeth. And it's one that I wrote when I had to come to terms with losing a friend, a high school friend. And we hadn't been in touch, and I had heard about her passing, I think through different channels. And it was just a really difficult thing to grasp and then understand that this friend that I always thought that I would see, and we would have reunions or things like that, and I would probably run into her, and to find out that she had passed, and I was not, I guess I just didn't have an opportunity to reconnect with her. That was difficult, but very, it made me think, and I wanted to remember to keep important all the people in my life and try to connect with those who I haven't been in touch with.
And now you write about
my favorite one.
That's beautiful. And now you write about your family members in your book. Do they mind that you write about them? And what do you dish?
So far, they haven't been too upset about anything. It's funny when people come up and say to me something like, oh, and wasn't that funny when your daughter did this or when your son did this? And I think, oh, how do they know these people? And then I remember, of course, I wrote all about it. But so far, I haven't written about anything really embarrassing yet. But I do have another book on its way, so we'll see. Mostly they're okay with it. And of course, my family's been extremely supportive and happy for me, very much so.
I'm glad you remembered that.
I know, right? Right, I remember to say that they're happy for me, right.
Right. Now, you've been a writing teacher, so give us some great tips for those who are like, you know what, Cindy, I want to start writing a book, but I just don't know how. What advice do you give?
Well, I do teach a writing class, and a lot of the people I teach right now, I teach a class to it's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it's all their classes for those folks who are retired. And a lot of people like to think about writing, putting together a memoir, whether they wanted to do it for publication or not. Sometimes just for their own sake, but what I like to urge them to do is to begin by just getting familiar with their own writing voice. And so in my class, we use a journal format. Mm-hmm. So we have exercises and writing times, and I have them read aloud, because it's it's really important to get comfortable with their writing, because once they get comfortable with their writing, I think that they have an easier time transferring it to the writing that they want to do, whether, like I said, it's a memoir or if they want to write a novel or whatever they want to write. A book
beautiful.
Of essays.
Yeah, no, because my mom is at the point now, she's like, I have to write a book, you know, because my mom, she was born in Lithuania and escaped and lived in a camp for 5 years. So she's got, I mean, everyone has a story to tell. But there comes a
definitely.
Point where you, I think you should do it no matter who you are. Write your book. Write your book.
Absolutely.
But now,
yep.
Now, tell me what people are going to take from this great, fun book, Flip Flops Over 50.
Well, what I hope they will take, and I have heard from some people who have read it, and they do feel like it's a comfortable book to read because most people can identify with a lot of the topics that I cover. And what I hope that they take is that it's a good time to be alive. They're not alone. Some things are about, you know, like losing a friend, that's in there. And, you know, older parents getting older, kids leaving home and or coming back, and which they've done, and just dealing with a lot of different things as a, you know, not as a young, just starting out in a career, but maybe making some decisions about winding it up. So I like to think that people might read it and say that, you know, yeah, that's right, I can do this, I can make this decision or end this difficult experience in my life or something like that. I guess I'd like it to think that they're being supported by a friend.
That's beautiful. Now, do you remember the last thing you wrote down today?
The last thing I wrote down today was to remember to be ready for this show.
To be ready for Max and Friends.
right.
Now, you've got a great ebook sale.
And write down my name.
Right? You've got a great ebook sale from March 2nd to March 6th.
Yes.
The book is 99 cents. They can get it from your link, which is cindyeastman.com. You're also on Twitter, aren't you?
I am. I'm at CL Eastman.
CL Eastman. The book we're talking about, Flip Flops Over 50. Go get it. Love it. Because there's also a blog about it, right?
There's a blog. I write. I don't write every day. I write every couple of weeks, and it's all topics related to being over 50 or, you know, just aging and aging gratefully, because if you're not aging, you're not here. So I prefer to think of it as the more positive aspect of aging is that we get to age.
Well, Cindy, I thank you so much for joining me here on Max and Friends. We've got to wrap this show up because it's almost a new week, the first week of March. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't believe it. I'm glad, though, because that means spring is only about 3 weeks away. So that's,
spring is on its way, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Spring is on its way. Well, again, thank you so much. We look forward to reading your book and your blog, Flip Flops Over 50.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. And particularly, I listened to the Dr. Lynn Anderson, too, and she was kind of fun to listen to also.
Wasn't that fun?
I
hope everyone remembers it. Just in case you don't remember it, Cindy, you could also go to latalkradio.com/max, and I have 7 years of archives there so you can hear the show again in case you don't remember a portion of it.
That's right. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
I'll post it online. Have a beautiful night, and thanks so much.
Thanks again, Max. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Cindy Eastman, author of Flip Flops Over 50. Well, y'all, I've got to say thank you to SZ Media, to Jackie Jordan, and to all of you for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight. I love you all for listening. Stay tuned. We've got some great shows coming up for y'all. Now, life. You know, we were talking about doing a new segment on the show at the beginning, and I think I found someone that you guys are going to love. So I'm not going to give you more information about that just yet, but we're going to have it here on Max and Friends. We're bringing new dynamics. We're going to be doing giveaways again. I know y'all love Max's favorite things. Do you guys want like an iPad? Do you want like a Samsung notepad? What do y'all want? Tweet me @MaxTucci. We'll make it happen. We're going to give you some things that I love because I love to give y'all and I love to have you all tune into Max and Friends. But we're going to play a happy song on the way out tonight from the Muppets. But before we get there, I love the Muppets. That's another thing I love that I'm giving you. Take life to the max, y'all. Your life is big. Keep reaching. And remember, if you don't want to feel rejection, don't reject. It was something that I kind of am tuning into. We have to like really, if we don't want, whatever we don't want, we can't throw it out there. I'm going to get more into that when I do some meditation tonight, and I'll let you know next week on Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in. Hey, there's a great app that I'm doing now. It's called Svatta, S-V-A-T-T-A. Is that it? I think so. Before I start plugging an app that I'm not even sure about. But you guys, it is really great. It tracks your meditation. It's called S-A-T-T-V-A. It's a free app. Svatta, S-A-T-T-V-A. Go get it. Track your meditation. Just take life to the max. Joelle, thank you for listening. I'm not even going to tell people what you're looking for because you're just tweeting me right now. But good luck in your search. You'll find it. In the meantime, good night, good karma. Take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. The Muppets, happy song. Take that into your week. Be happy. Love you all for listening. Good night.
Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along. When you're alone, life can be a little low. It makes you feel like you're 3 foot tall. When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall. Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose, but someone to pee, someone to pose. Life's a piece of cake, with someone to pedal, someone to break. Life is full of glee, with someone to saw, someone to see. Life's a happy song, when there's someone by my side to sing along. I've got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me, nothing that I can't be when you're right here next to me.
Life's a piece of cake, with someone to give,
and someone to pay.
Life's a piece of pie,
with someone to wash, someone to dry.
Life's an easy road, with someone beside you to share the load.
Life is full of highs,
with someone to stir,
and someone to fry.
Life's like a lamb,
with someone there to lend a hand.
Life's a bunch of flowers,
with someone to while away the hours.
Life's a fillet of fish,
hey! Yes, it is!
Life's a honey song, bring someone by your side to sing along.
Sorry, I was super excited.
Oh, this is the most romantic thing ever. I've always dreamt of seeing Los Angeles.
I know, Walter can't wait either. You don't mind that he's coming, right?
No, of course not. As long as we can spend our anniversary dinner together, that's all I ask.
Let me go check on Walter.
Everything's great, everything's grand. Except Gary's always off with his friend. It's never me and him, it's always me and him, and him. Wonder when it's going to end, but I guess that's okay, cause maybe someday, I know just how it's going to be. You're right up on Steve, get down on one knee, and say, Mary, will you marry me?
I'm
there's someone by your side to sing.
Life's a happy song.
When there's someone by your side to sing.
Life's a happy song. When there's someone by your side to sing.